Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lecheka,
where we answer your Leche fan mail. Oh, we read your Leche fan mail, rather. We answer your got us a question. If it's your first time here, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. We usually have a regular mix, which we just released a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're actually recording remotely because NCR Plus is under lockdown once again. So we're just, you know, we just want to be safe. We're following rules. We don't want to be bad, quote unquote, people. Influencers. No, just kidding. No, but yes, we are. I mean, everybody. Ooh, Pepper is making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home with my dog.
It's not that loud. Hello.
Okay.
Okay. So basically what we're going to do is, hello. We're going to read this stuff and you can feel free to listen to this, but do check our regular mixes out. Let's start with some Leche fan mail, which we have dami nating utang. No, we have a lot because we haven't actually done it in a while because we've had a lot of bonus mixes. We've had guestings. We've had the Tres Leches. We had a sponsored mix as well. So let's get back to the ones that we missed along the way. This one from Kay. Do you want to read this one, Rika? GGG.
Sure. Okay, I'll start. This one is from Kay. Hi, Rika and JC. I've been meaning to this, but maybe she missed a word. So I've been meaning to send this for a while now. Write my first ever fan mail, but I'm too busy with mom life. Pepper! Pepper is getting mad that he doesn't have my undivided attention. We've been inseparable the last couple of weeks. Okay, anyway, Pepper, I am working. This is for you. I don't work, you don't have food. No, just anyway, again, okay, let me go back from Kay. Hi, Rika and JC. I've been meaning to send you this for a while now, write my first ever fan mail, but I'm too busy with mom life. I discovered your podcast July of 2020 when I've just given birth. I still have a lot of catching up to do since the only time I listen is when I'm cleaning, feeding bottles, my me time, and when I take long baths, my luxury time.
Oh yeah.
I'm also a fan of Rika's vlogs. Ah, thank you. At one point, I even thought of doing a silent video, a day in my mom life, but I'm so self-conscious, kaya hindi ko nagawa. Anyway, there's so much more I want to say, but let's just get to the most important part. Thank you for existing. I love your podcast. I hope you continue to have more interesting, stimulating mixes.
Stimulating. Oh yeah, stimulate
more
me, baby.
More to you and to you, Rika and JC. P.S. Shout out to my husband, Kasky, who's celebrating his birthday on the 24th. This was back in February.
Belated.
So, happy birthday. I love you, darling. That's from your wife, okay? Not from us. But why not? We love you too.
I love you, darling.
I love you, darling. Anyway, now that I'm done talking, Pepper is now silent. See?
Nice.
Look at that. Look at that. The relationship. Anyway. Oh, thank you. Thank you for, you know, the kind words and congratulations on giving birth. And again, belated happy birthday to your husband. Also a Pisces, my co-Pisces. Look at that, yeah. JC.
July of last year is when she gave birth.
Year.
So your baby is what now? Old enough to go to weddings or what?
Oh.
How April, May, June,
maybe not.
July. 9 months. 9 months. Happy nine months to your baby.
Yeah.
She does have a Got Us a Question.
We love babies here.
We do. We'll include the Got Us a Question in our little segment after this. Let's move on to the next Leche fan mail. What's her stinger?
Caw-caw!
Okay, this one from You can call me Chanel. Okay, from Chanel. My third Leche fan mail email ko na to. Yay. First was in 2019. The second was in 2020. And now the third is in 2021. Ang cool! Oh, wow. Disclaimer, masyado tong magulo, pero please bear with me. Okay, here we go. From Chanel. Ever since tong lockdown, mas na-feel ko na I'm alone. I'm with my family naman, pero hindi kasi kami super close. Well, sa mama ko lang ako nagkwekwento ng mga bagay, ano, bagay-bagay, pero di lahat. Hindi rin kami close ng mga kapatid ko, lalo na yung sumunod sa akin. Siguro, kapag babae panganay at lalaki yung sumunod sa'yo, minsan talaga, parang di ka nire-respeto. Minsan, pabalang sagot, parang irritable kapag kakausapin mo. Mabait lang kapag may kailangan. Pero sa girlfriend niya, akala mo anghel. Patay na patay pa yung babae sa kanya. FYI, di ko gusto girlfriend niya. Pareho sila ng ugali. Siyempre, one step forward ang mga boyfriend kapag mag-jowa pa lang. Di alam na sariling niyang ate, di nirespeto. Okay. Do you have the rest of this, Rika G?
Yes, I got okay. You, man. And sa friends, may high school barkada ako, pero hindi rin naman kami lahat close. I only have one friend, guy friend, na halos lahat makikwento ko sa kanya. At interesado siya sa mga kwento ko. Pero ever since nag-migrate sila sa Dubai, first 2 months nagkakausap pa kami, pero after nun, tumigil na siyang mag-chat sa akin. Di na rin ako nag-first move na kamustahin siya. Parang awkward na. Sorry kung masyadong malungkot. Hindi ko rin alam. Nililibang ko lang yung sarili ko sa pakikinig ng podcast. Kasama na kayo dun at manood ng movies and series. I don't know how to close this. Just thank you just in case mabasa niyo itong email after a month. Stay safe and God bless, Chanel. Well, Chanel, you know what? Reading your story for me, because I have 3 other siblings, and from time to time I go home to our house, my parents' house, and I kind of can relate. You know, because I can say that it's not that we're not close, you know, with my siblings, and I'm not close with my parents. It's just that I feel like I have to filter myself when I'm around them. Like, I cannot be my true, full self, my full potential. But the thing is, I actually talked about that actual fact with my sister. And I opened up to her, and I told her that I feel like, you know, my parents don't really know who I am. You know, I don't really reveal who I am to you guys. And then she actually understood. And this is the ate that I'm not close with.
Right.
She understood, and she said, na parang, well, you know, we have like different versions of ourselves with different people, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I mean, unfortunately, with you, Chanel, yung version sa'yo ng kapatid mo is kind of like not a good one, right? In your perspective. Pero I also, you know what? Sometimes I also don't believe na kapag ikaw yung ate, dapat iniintindi mo lang lagi yung kapatid. Because there's that, what do you call that? Like that belief in Filipino families when you're the older one or you're the panganay, dapat lagi mo iniintindi, you know, lagi mong, ano, lagi kang patient or whatever. But no, I think there comes a time in your lives as siblings that, especially when you're already adults, na hindi na pwede yung ganun na lang. You know, you do something, let's say, what do you call this? You do something rude. Diba? You're rude to me. You do something bad. Hindi naman pwedeng iintindihin na lang kita lagi. I don't know if you agree with that too. But yeah, there comes a point in your lives as siblings that I think it doesn't apply anymore. Na porke yes. Matanda ka, dapat iintindihin mo lagi yung kababata mo.
It's kind of the same dynamic, di ba, with yung mga titas, di ba, titas are at family reunions. We've talked about that before, right? Kind of like that whole, I'm older, so I can say whatever I want and you have to kind of just understand
it. You have to respect me. But you know what? You also have to consider the fact that you guys are all home at once because, di ba, parang, I don't know, but I've talked to people in the same situation as I am na parang we moved out of our parents' house and then parang gumanda yung relationship namin with our parents, and that's the same with me na once I moved out from our parents' house, I kind of had like a better relationship with them and my other siblings. So maybe you kind of have to take that into consideration that, you know, you're all living in the same space for days and days and you don't really have and years. And I mean, especially now during the lockdown, it's especially hard to get along with people 24/7. Of course, you're going to have, you know, some bad moments here and there. So you kind of have to understand that too. I think acknowledging it is nice. And you have us, you know, we are your emotional dumping ground.
Yes.
We are your shit emotional garbage can. The shit show.
The shit show. I've never had, I was going to say, I've never had siblings. No, I don't have siblings. And, you know, growing up, I always felt like I wish I had one because I don't know. I always felt like if I had let's say a brother or a sister, our dynamic would be like super cool. I don't know. That's always something that I've always thought about. Like, what would life be like if I had like a brother or a sister? I mean, I have stepsisters now, but obviously we didn't grow up together. So we didn't get to do like the shenanigans, you know, the sibling shenanigans. And I have, but I have cousins who I'm really close with who I consider they're pretty much as close to me as my brothers and sisters. But when I noticed, at least in their dynamic as well, Lima Pinsango, I'm closest with my three cousins in San Diego, sina Kuya Jed, si RD, at si Mia. But when I look at their dynamic, I see that same kind of thing that you were talking about, Rika G, where, I mean, they're brother, sister, but they don't like, they're not like, they don't share their feelings with each other, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly. But, you know, there are people out there that do that. Like,
I'm sure.
100% I'm sure. Who they are with their friends, they're the same with their families. And I'm like, that just baffles me. I mean, I wish I could do that. I wish I could be myself. I just don't know the psychology behind it, why I can't be myself.
Yeah. I mean, there is a psychology aspect, right, when it comes to siblings. You know, like the whole middle child syndrome and the whole, you know, bunso is the favorite.
Holding
like,
your penis when you were a kid or something. Wasn't like a thing like, you know, like kids just like hold on to, anyway.
True.
I read it somewhere.
Adults do that too. Adults do that too, friend.
Oh, definitely. Adult. Oh gosh. Like it's a plaything. Oh
yeah. Cambio. All right. Kaka! Let's move on to the next one.
You really want to end it that?
This one from Denny. Hi Rika and JC, you can call me Denny. I'm also binge watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine because of you. Ako lang ba ang nakakapansin na kamukha ni Gina sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine si Lady Gaga? Oh yeah, I've kind of thought about that.
Oh have yeah, I mean, I see it. Yeah,
Chelsea Peretti, diba? Chelsea
yes.
Peretti.
Yes.
Weird lang ako. Or weird lang ako. Kakapanood ko lang din kasi ng The Star is Born, A Star is Born rather, ni Lady Gaga, ewan, magkahawig sila. And nung sinabi ni JC na ayaw niya yung Attack on Titan, same. I mean, the plot is so shitty. Very promising ng first season, then it went downhill dahil lahat na lang sila ay naging Titan. What the fuck? I feel the same way, bro. But ang cool ng characters, yung plot talaga parang paniniwalain ka na may mystery behind the Titans. Tapos mga friends mo pala Titan din. Everyone is just a Titan, WTF, sayang emotions. But of course, many people love it, but I don't. I'm sorry. Recently lang ako nagbalik sa pakikinig sa inyo. I'm sorry. Nagkaroon lang ng existential crisis and anxiety. So na-pause ang aking buhay. I'm okay now. Not okay, but getting better. I hope kayong dalawa ay okay, especially mental health. And I love you guys. Purple Heart, Rika G, lam na. Yes, Army here. Napahaba na ng nga dahil na-miss ko kayo. Love, Denny. Well, thank you, Denny. Rika G, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. Anyway, the line of 2020, am I right? I was muted, man. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I muted. But get that 30, bro.
But Borehe, yes, she's an army, but yeah, I get it. You know what? Sometimes I have like conversations with myself. If, alam mo yung parang it's very meta, I question myself, are you having an existential crisis? Are you having an anxiety attack? Yung parang, you're in the anxiety attack, but my mind is like floating and asking myself, are you actually going through this?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but sometimes I kind of question myself.
Starting right? ECQ, I felt that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is life?
What and is, it's what also, am I? Yeah. What am I? Well, you're, what do you want to be?
I don't know, man. That's the thing. Because the ECQ, or like COVID in general, has kind of paused everything, like everything that you wanted to do, everything you wanted to accomplish. You can't do it. So now you're like, what am I? What's my purpose right now? Because I can't pursue whatever, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I get it. You know what? Somehow I kind of felt that, mm-hmm. you know, with you, your energy. I felt your energy na parang maybe you're like in a shaky place. But I do know that, you know, we hopefully we all get through it.
We will.
Last week, though, I was actually thinking of this is my existential crisis, like getting another job, like gets more like on top of the job that I have, because I just want to, I have like this longing and I have this passion of experiencing life. And since we can't go outside, I want to do something else that's like in the confines of our four walls.
Right.
So alam mo yun, parang I was looking for like an online job, whatever I can do. As in, I really don't care whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Like, I want to build a house. I want to build a chair. I want to paint. Yeah. I want to whatever. That was my existential crisis last week.
Have you considered teaching English online? It pays all right, huh? And I, you can do it from home, and you don't need any sort of like degree, really. You just have to learn, know how to speak English. That's what I've heard from people who've done it. So have you considered?
You know what? I mean, I've actually never thought about it, but yeah, I would be down with that.
You know, I'm sure we have Lecce fans that have done it or do it maybe for a living or as a racket. Why don't you message us?
Contact me.
Yeah. Contact Rika G. Let her know what's good. Because I know people who've done it remotely and they seem to enjoy it, and it seems to be parang, I don't know if it's fulfilling. A livable, but fulfilling, and it gives them extra cash and something new to do. Yeah, think about that. Kaka?
Kaka!
You want to read this one? Oh, it's from my girl, sure. April Joy. You want to read this one,
Ooh,
Rika G?
Okay. Hi, JZ and Rika. Surprise! It's April Joy. Occasionally, throughout your mixes, JC mentions Soft Crew and our fake names to avoid creepers. JC usually calls me by my alter ego, April Joy, and it's almost to the point where I think he doesn't remember my real name. Well, we know it. I see it in the screen. I wanted to write a quick note saying that I really enjoy listening to the Halo Halo show each week. The fact that the conversation is casual and the topics tend to segue into totally different things makes it feel like I'm just catching up or hanging out with you both. Also, you're hilarious. I think that's towards me, JC.
Yes, I agree.
No, just kidding. Also, you're hilarious and I always end up looking sobrang baliw because I'm laughing by myself. Ha ha ha. Keep up the great work and looking forward to more mixes. And to you, JC.
Oh, it says here, JC, sorry, I'm not sorry, but I'm going to put you on blast real quick. I'm getting married in April of 2022. So I'm going to need you to fly to San Diego. I'm just saying it's a perfect reason to visit and have a Loft Crew reunion. Or if you want to be a gig, you can host MC the reception. At the end of the day, I'd love for you to be there. Let me know where I can send you the deal. Just send me just message me on IG, April Joy. I would love to go back and...
You know what's better than that? What? Is what's having that? A co-host, right? Yeah, am I right, true. JC?
Dude, it's been so long since I've seen April Joy. Like, when I left San Diego, she had a different boyfriend. Now she's getting married to someone else, man. I haven't met him.
What was your first, how was your first meeting with April Joy?
April Joy, remember? I met her through my cousin, Kuya Jed, who's also Loft Crew, right? Kuya Jed. Because Kuya Jed is friends with her group of friends. There's too many to name, you know, Anthony and all those guys. And I don't know the first time, but all I know is that when we moved houses in like 2011 or something like that, we became neighbors with April Joy. So we were just neighbors. Like we were really like next to each, not next door, but lapit lang. Like we could walk to her house. And yeah, I mean, we would go to that. Do you remember, Rika G, when I would tell you about there was a Asian night na bar.
Like, so weird.
No, for real, man. Like every like okay. Wednesday first or like I forgot.
No, because
every,
I mean like it sounds weird to me because here in the Philippines it's always Asian night.
It is. Can you imagine? Hey, imagine if there's like a white night, like a
yeah.
Like, hey, bro. Hey, it's white night at the pool club.
I cannot.
But yeah, there's an Asian. We would hang out there. I forgot when it was, man. The PB Bar and Grill every like first Wednesday of them. I don't really remember, but it was crazy. So yeah, that was really cool. And then we came up with the fake names. I forgot when we just had a conversation. Then we would play Settlers of Catan. We would play Resistance. At our house in the loft, so it was good times. But shout out to
isn't
April.
It nice to like,
yeah.
Isn't it nice to like catch up with friends, even though you're not together?
For
you get
sure.
me?
Yeah,
it's like just sure. to see how their life turned out.
Yeah. That's actually, lately April Joy and Kuya Jed and I we had a group check because we made chismis back in the day with yung kay Julia Barreto, Gerald Anderson, and then when they revealed that they were a couple, we kind of revived that conversation. Temporarily, like, Dina mo, look at this, man. But yeah, congratulations on getting married, April Joy. And I'll look at it. I'll try to. I'll go April next year. Bet. Let's go.
Wala okay? na.
Oh, yun na. Yun na.
All right.
Kaka.
Kaka.
We have, okay, next. This one from
zero gigabytes.
Sige, sige. Last na lang to, no? And then we'll save. We have a few. Oh, no. This is the last one. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Everything else
Hello,
is
guys.
Business inquiries. Knox.
Okay. Knox. Hello, guys. I felt so compelled to write ever since you guys wanted to receive a fan mail, but never had a sipag to accept today. I'm currently listening to Mix57 where Rika mentioned about kombucha and giving out a SCOBY to a listener. Kasi ako yon. Wow. Hello. This was March 18, so just maybe like a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how long before you guys will be able to read this, but I'm hoping you would. Personally, iniipon ko muna yung mga episodes niyo kasi I like to binge listen. And right now, nakahabol na ako sa The Morning Rush, kaya puro mix niyo naman. You go ahead.
By the way, when I went to the booth nung kinuha ko yung SCOBY, I was so starstruck kay Rika. I mean, I'm gay AF, pero nalula ako kay Rika and I felt nostalgic to have seen Chico again. I was also hoping I'd be able to see JC too, pero ang wildest dream ko talaga is makainuman kayo sa poblacion. Oh, shit. Post-pandemic, let's go.
Do you
go.
Really want that? Do you let's really want to see JC and Rika drunk?
Yeah, yun, daming mga shoty sa poblacion.
Have you ever said that in your life?
Never,
JC?
Bro. Never. First of all, okay, before we continue the email, shoties, do people actually say that?
I don't know. I think college people say it. You
but
know,
is it,
I have.
Is it shouties like shouty, like shaw?
Like,
you know,
like a shorty.
Like no, like shouty. Like you know, in the rap music, shouty.
Yeah.
Is that what they
Isn't
mean?
Like
or
a, I think so. Like a short time. Yung parang short
yes,
time
yes,
girl,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But
okay.
I've actually never heard people say that. But then again, I've never been around college peeps, unless I mean, like back in college. I was,
seen,
but like after gets
I've
off,
heard
yeah.
actually. Diba, I was I used to part own Walrus across
yeah.
from Ateneo, right? And I would go there often before, you know, I would be behind the bar. And you actually, I would actually, because whenever I see these yung mga POV konyo vids, whatever, I get it because I've seen it in person, man. That shit is crazy. Like it really is. They really sound like that. It's like a
carp. Some of us. People yeah. still use that, right? Carps
I don't know. I don't know. They're like a. I don't know what you call that. Are they like a religion? Because they all sound the same. Bro.
Don't they have like a dictionary or something?
I don't know, man. Do they have like a manifesto of clock boys? Anyway. Medyo pointless yung email ko, pero I would just like to say, nang therapeutic nyo pakinggan for Evs. I love. Now, 2019, top 2 lang kayo sa Spotify podcast review ko. Pero it became top 1 nung 2020. You wanna continue this one?
Wala lang. Nakaka-happy kapag napapansin pa din. I just wanna share how I became a funny person just by listening to you and TMR. Tapos, naalala ko how sa TMR, Chico and Rika became funny because of JC, which is medyo true. And Kasi rusher talaga ako, pero napansin ko yun kay Rika and I love it super. I don't
want
to make
Chico said that you became funny because of me?
No, I think he parang he noticed that I became funny because of you.
Ah. But you're always funny.
It says here Chico said Rika became funny because of JC.
Ah.
Yeah. Chico
true,
said it.
True ba? True.
I don't know. I don't know.
Truly.
Truly. I don't want to make this super long though. I think it already is, but keep it up, guys. Sobrang awesome niyo para sa akin. I'll always be a silent listener and supporter na hoping makita or makahangout kayo soon. Cheers, PS. No suggestion na ako so far sa podcast niyo. Unlike before, na ang dami ko sinasuggest. Kasi for me, the formula and format is uniquely perfect. Especially the improv sound effects. Diyos ko, LSS ako sa open niyo. Ayun, stay happy and safe. A forever silent fan, 0 GB. Wow!
Thank you, Zero. Thank you so much.
I know for you to say that our format is uniquely perfect. Oh my gosh. Like, because it's so.
That's like definitely maybe, right? I mean, it just sounds so nice.
Are you just naming a movie title?
Yeah, yeah.
The Irishman. Anyway.
Oh, no, man,
but like, because in my head, I mean, I don't know about you, but in my head, like as a creator, I mean, I could say that we are creators, right? Like we create the show, we create, like, you know, like posts or whatever. Mm. As a creator, I think it's so hard for me because it's never perfect for me. Anything that I put out, anything that I post, anything, whatever, I feel like it's never finished. That's why I feel like I can never be an artist. You know, do you get what I mean? Like I can never be a painter or whatever because I feel like it will never be done. Yeah. That's actually what my friend told me. She asked me one time while we were just hanging out, Daniel. She asked me, you know what? Ang galing din ng mga minimalist painters. You know how the minimalist painters are like just a dot in the middle.
I'm a minimalist painter.
No, pero yung tanong niya sa akin, how do they know that it's done? How do they know that they're done with their artwork, diba? Mm-hmm. Which is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, so even just in like those that not even minimalist art, like let's say like Jackson Pollock, diba? When you know those paintings, right? It's just like random paint on the canvas, which somehow sells for millions of dollars or whatever. How did he know? Like, I'm done throwing paint at this canvas. You know, they just feel it.
Maybe you know, maybe just like they run out of paint at one point.
True.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, thank you, Zero. And we appreciate that you like our sound effects. Actually, the para, no? Galing mo mag-branding, Rika G. You came up with that, no?
Inspired by McDonald's. The joke lang.
Para-ra-pa-pa. Could you imagine if McDonald's is like, hey, you want to do a sponsored thing?
And
they're like, para-pa-pa-pa. Alam show.
You know what? Just to have, like, just to hear our sound effect in a YouTube ad that goes around in like different amazing. That would be amazing.
We need to have more sound effects na katunog ng mga ibang brands para sure ball na.
Ano pa ba?
I can't think
ano
of one
of them. Ano ba sa SM? We've got it all for
you.
Ano bang pwede? Commercials. Most mababang octave.
Para hindi mo copyright no. Kaka!
Thank you.
All right. Moo, let's do some God as a question we asked on our Instagram. So by the way, that gives you incentive to A, send us emails. It's thehalahalashow@gmail.com if you want it read on the next Lechica. And to follow us on social media, it's thehalahalashow everywhere except for IG where it's just Halo Show, where we are getting these got us a question. So let's do a few Rika G. Let's start with this one from Comil. Rika, I love your fashion sense, but I gotta ask, paano mo natitiis yung init sa mga pa-coat mo?
Wala. You just kind of have to push through. You have to power through, man.
Ganda, huh?
Yeah, I know all the turtlenecks that I have. I don't even know. It's like I don't live in the Philippines.
I know.
Honestly.
But it would be good for, let's say, if you move countries, right? Hypothetically.
Ooh, idea, man.
I've always wondered that, like, you know, how I've seen mga fashion stores here, they sell mga pea coats and shit. And I'm guessing it's for travelers, right? Because there's no freaking way you wear a pea coat in the middle of anywhere, like, except for the malls, which is, I guess, I mean, a place to flex, siguro. No? I mean, mega mall.
But I mean, to wear a coat, I don't even think that's possible.
I know, right? What is the warmest thing that you own in your closet? Meron ba?
Well, I do have a trench coat, and I have like a bunch of turtlenecks, like actually hug your neck, not your turtleneck. Your neck. How come it's a turtlenecks are pieces of clothing that's made for humans and not for turtles, dude?
True.
Why not?
Those fucking humans, man. All right, let's move on to this next one. Here, this one from Kath, who's asking, best pickup line. Oh, shit. Meron ka ba, Rika G? I don't know if we've answered this before, but...
Wait lang, I think I have.
Okay.
Oh, you stole the beat. Kunwari kakausapin ko si Eno. Kunwari kakausapin ko si RM. Oh, you know what? I think you stole the beat. And then they're gonna be like, what?
What beat?
I didn't steal the beat. No, my heartbeat. Kinilig. Delusional. Give us this one time, okay?
Oh, man. Have we answered it? I feel like... I'm trying to think of one. One that I think has worked before. But you need to... You can't do it... Okay, here's the disclaimer lang. No. You can't use it on, like, influencers or people with big followings.
Okay. Sige.
Yeah, you just say if you meet them, right? Or let's say introduce ka. Like you're introduced through a friend. A good one is I'm a big fan of yours. And then since they're not famous, right? Because if they're famous, they would be like, oh, thank you. But if they're not, they're what? You know who I am? I say that, I'm just a fan of your face.
Wait, have you ever used that one?
It works, bro.
No freaking way, dude.
Hey, it works, man. Oh, God. It works, man. Oh, my God. But, you know, disclaimer, you can't use it on influencers. Because they're just going to be like, hey. No, they're just going to be like, oh, thanks. And then you can't set up, wala nang line. Eh. You can't, the setup there is kailangan mo na, like, they need to be like, how do you know me? Or, like, fan of what? Like, I'm a big fan. A fan of what? Because if it's somebody big, they're like, oh, thanks. Moo, this one from Jan, who says, bakit ang ganda po ni Kuya JC? At kung hindi si Kuya JC ang partner mo, Ate Rica, sino?
I don't know. I mean,
first,
I never
answer
really...
the first question, Rica G. Bakit daw ang bakit ganda
ang...
ko?
Bakit ang ganda mo? Well, because, you know, I don't know. would you ever have somebody wait? Let me just formulate. No. I'm sorry. I'm having the worst hyperacidity right now.
Have somebody. Find me somebody to love.
No, but like, did anybody ever tell you that you look like somebody else, pero a girl? Like you're the boy version of somebody.
Maybe in the past, I just don't remember. Actually, that's perfect because Alvin also asked, doppelgangers, do you have one? So Rika says, I think Rika is Primo Arellano. Kamukha mo daw si Primo. So,
I will take it.
Oh, diba?
Cute Seven ni Ways Till Sunday. I'm cute ni Primo. I'm such a fan. Remember that time that I geeked out because they were in front of me in one like movie premiere?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, God. That was so
Primo,
cute.
Help, Primo. Yeah, help Primo. I think. Wait, but who have people said about you then, Rika G? Like, besides Primo?
Ganda ka mukha ko? Well, people said before Michelle Madrigal, but you could definitely tell us apart because I do not have boobs at all. Like, no, just that's just a flat thing over there.
Michelle Madrigal. I have
but
to
the face. Michelle Madrigal.
And of course, Catherine. Catherine.
Catherine. But I mean, like, yun lang. That's it.
For me, Catherine really is the one, man. Like, she's the
sabi
one.
Sabi nga nila, ano, yung haggard version ni Catherine. Ako yun.
yung diabetic version.
The one with the broken pancreas.
There you go. For me, you know, in my youth, believe it or not, in my youth, I've gotten Richard Gutierrez before a lot. When I was younger,
so
I don't
you
know
like
why.
The younger version of Richard Gutierrez?
No. When like, I was younger, yung eyes ko daw kamukha ni Richard. I don't think they look like that anymore. I'm not sure. But more recently, I think I've said this before, si Khalil Ramos.
Si Khalil, yeah.
Khalil Ramos. Super and Andre Paras, I've gotten that. And Irwan,
really?
Believe it or not, Irwan.
Really?
When I wear glasses.
Fat kid inside.
Yeah, fat kid inside. What else? Moo, this one. This one.
Can I just say, I think that question, the first one, na parang, why are you so pretty? I think that's like on the same level as, why do you love me? That question. Na parang, you can't answer it. Like, why? Like, I cannot give you words that question. Right?
This one from Jack who says, why does Rika GGG like rewatching shows? I need to understand.
Oh, there's a whole psychology behind it. Like, there are a bunch of articles about it. You guys should read up on it. I think, but one of my friends sent me like a compressed explanation as to why some people do that. But basically, it's more like, it's a, what do you call this? It's a security issue. Na parang you feel safe that you already know what's happening, even though even though like bad things happen in a certain show, because you've already watched it, you know, there's that whole security in you, na parang you feel safe that nothing really is. Yeah, nothing really is that. I mean, nothing will go that bad.
Right. Okay, I feel you. This one from Kay, who wrote us that Leche fan mail earlier. So at the end of her email, she did have a question. She asked, if you're going to lose all but one memory, what memory would you keep? Oh, that's a good question. If you could lose, basically, if you could only keep one memory in your life and everything else goes away, what would you keep?
Maybe.
I guess what's your favorite memory? I guess is another way to phrase that.
Probably my favorite memory was when I competed for swimming internationally the first time I went to an international competition, because that made me realize that the world is so big. Like, there are other people out there. Yeah. And I think that's a good starting point. Like, let's say I wake up one day and I don't remember anything but that. Mm-hmm. At least I have that. And right. I know that, you know, like, I can actually do stuff outside of my comfort zone. You get what I mean? Yeah,
I get you.
Because, I mean, like, I saw, like, you know, people from different races, from different places. And different races also, like, they're speaking different languages. There's, like, this 12-year-old girl who looked like a fully grown woman, but we were in the same age group.
New Zealand.
Yeah, how did you know?
You told me about it.
Yeah, dude. Like, anyway, just seeing everybody
genetically
from
mga I don't know if she was a Maori, but you know, like the people from New Zealand, they're buff.
Yeah, they're built differently. Literally,
they are built different.
Yeah, so yun lang. I think I would like to keep that one.
I feel like throughout my life I've had when you think about it, like if you have like flash, you know, in movies when your life flashes before your eyes, there's always iconic memories, diba? I feel like I have so many of those, so it's hard to choose. I could just share maybe one or two that I really like. One was winning the Mix VJ Search. That shit was so crazy to me. because, you know, I used to watch Mix before, and then I'd be like, you know, and then when they announced my name, like, your new VJ is VJ JC Davis. Dude, that shit was crazy. It was like I won Miss Universe. It was so cool.
Nux.
It was so cool. Legit. It felt like, I mean, it was a, in a way, it was kind of like a reality show because it was, they would air it, diba? So, it's like I won American Idol, like that. So it was on that kind of level. It was really cool.
That was amazing.
And another one I think that I've talked about before was on my last day of college when I finished my last class and I already knew like I was going to pass everything. I already submitted all my shit and I was done with college. I remember very vividly, I walked out of the lecture hall. And I raised my hands in the air, parang Rocky. You ever watch Rocky?
Yeah.
When he climbs the stairs.
Did you throw your papers?
No. You know,
that would have been so cool.
Yeah. I went out. I put both arms in the air, and I don't think I yelled, but I was like, "Ooh,
And then you became a motorcycle.
I became a motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. It was cool, and I went home, and it was really memorable. So those are like the memorable. So,
you know, which makes you realize. Mm. I think, I don't know. It may sound super cliche, but it's like life really is about making memories. Because without it, I mean, how are we supposed to feel happy?
True,
right?
Very true. I mean, if you think about it, there's always those iconic memories that you will carry with you, right? I mean, I don't know. That's how I feel about it. Like, there's always. Highlight, like kumbaga, let's say your life is Instagram, right? But the stories that you highlight are the ones that you kind of remember. You know what I mean?
I know that life is about making life highlights or compilations. Like,
diba?
Yung goal mo is at the end of your life. I feel like my goal is at the end of my life, somebody would make like a YouTube compilation of my life, like iconic scene. I mean, but what they do for celebrities,
yes,
for like the Avengers or something.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, that was a great question. Let's do two more quick ones. One quick one, and one maybe one that might have a little bit of a longer answer. This one from, I don't know if we've been asked this before, but maybe our answers might have changed since then. Diane's asking, best ramen around Manila. Best ramen. Do you have
Yes, I do. I actually, when the first time I went to Japan, I really fell in love with the one where you dip it. I don't know the technical term, but it's like separate yung sauce niya with the noodles and then you dip the noodles anyway. So ever since I tasted that, I've been looking in different restaurants, but I finally found one that I think is super great, and it's in Yukoshen. If I said that correctly.
Yukoshen.
Yukoshen. There we go. They have that.
Sa Molito.
They have it. And ever since natikman ko yun, I'm like, yes, I'm gonna go back.
Yeah.
And I need to order it again. But for me, that I don't know. Is it still ramen?
If it's, I'm not that sure. Way? I don't know, actually. Mm. Di ba they're affiliated with yung sikat sa Mendokoro? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. They actually have another branch there.
Where? Which one?
In Molito, Mendokoro.
Ah, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think most people would probably say Mendokoro. I like Mendokoro. But I mean, I think, I honestly think Ramenagi is still really good. I really like Ramenagi. Mm-hmm.
Do you like your noodles hard?
I do. Firm. You know, firm. And
firm pala. Hindi hard. That sounds so. You like your noodles hard?
You like it hard. Firm.
Can you imagine
and...
if, like, the waitress or like a server there? Hello, sir. Do you like your noodles hard?
Yes, please. Harder. The harder, the better. And I like the thin, more thin than the thick, the new noodles.
Oh, yeah.
But I also like Hanamaru. And I don't honestly know. I haven't been there in a while, but I remember really liking the happiness ramen ng Hanamaru. And I don't know if they're still open at all. Baka nagsarado na ng mga branches. But
I remember you won like a lifetime supply, right? Or something.
I did not win a lifetime. Oh, yeah. I won a year supply of Suta. T-S-U-T-A in BGC. I don't know if
they're still open.
I'm not sure, actually. But the unfortunate thing about that is, so it was me, our friend Sina Mart at Therese, nagpila kami, di ba, na natulog kami dun. We lined up around 8 or 9 p.m. Kasi yung promo mechanics nun was the first 25 or 50 people in line would win 1 year of ramen. Tapos the next 50, parang 6 months, and then the last whatever, 3 months, parang ganun. And so natulog kami sa labas ng suta. I mean, we sat there, and stayed up all night. And we got a card, and each week we get one free one. So meron parang stamp, nakalista yung mga dates, and whenever we would attend that week, they would scratch it off. Gets? And, yes. But the unfortunate thing is, so I had a bag full of food GCs, because at this time I was posting a lot of food content, and restaurants, they gave me lots of GCs to give out. I was even doing this thing, the GCs from JC. I would make videos where I would meet people, give them GCs. So I had a bag full of GCs, and somewhere along the way, either ninakaw or nawala ko lang, I lost it. And inside that bag, kasama din yung suta na 1 year. So I never got to take full advantage of it, which sucks.
Hopefully, to whoever picked up the bag, hopefully, you enjoyed it.
Hopefully. Meron din Sodexo din, nakaka-bad trip. I had lost like maybe 6K ng Sodexo, sayang. Yeah. So there's that. Last question, Rika G. This one from Kath, which I actually talked also about on my solo podcast yesterday. Have you guys thought of doing voiceover / voice acting? Both of you have very soothing voices.
Yeah, we kind of do it for our station. Yeah. You know, they ask us to do voiceovers for different commercials. So we get to practice that. And we do have a really great mentor, aka DJ Tom Alvarez.
Tom Alvarez.
And if you guys don't know, he voices like a lot of commercials. He's on Eat Bulaga. And
he's the voice of Eat Bulaga.
Eat Bulaga, yeah. And I feel so privileged to be working with him, honestly. Like, whenever he gives me tips on how to do this and that, I'm like, damn, this isn't something that you can just get off of a YouTube video, dude. Yeah.
You should hear, right? Rika's most recent ad for a mall. It was it's like she took Adderall and drank coffee and did a line of cocaine or something.
All at the same time.
Because when you
because when you give me a peg, oh god, I will do that shit. Literally.
Rika and I dabble in voiceover like gigs. We've gotten a few like paid gigs, but I was talking about it on my solo podcast yesterday that, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but I think we're on the same page. Voiceover acting / being like a professional VO talent is like really different. Like those people have skills that I think that you and I maybe, I don't know, I'm speaking for myself na lang. I don't have those skills. Like I can't do characters. I can't do accents. My voice really remains the same throughout. Modulation. I can't really do those correctly. So it's really difficult to become a pro voiceover actor.
It's different.
What I mean?
I mean, if you get to, you know, you need to hire a voiceover talent for any project, you guys should like pay them extra because it's really different. It's, I think even, I don't know, I'm actually not sure how it is, but I'm sure it's different. Even if like, let's say you're a stage actor or you're a TV actress.
Yeah.
I think it's still different if you go on just the mic.
I think
you have to express everything with just your voice, right?
I feel like acting for, let's say, voiceover for, or using, being the voice actor for, let's say, an animated movie. I feel like it's so difficult because I remember going to an audition for a voice actor for like a cartoon or something. And then they're like, they show the audition on Super Hirapa was, here's a video. I want you to read these lines while the character's talking. So, A, kailangan mo ng timing. B, kailangan mo ng like feeling. Yeah. You're not just reading, right? You have to act as the, let's say, the animal on screen or the, you know, let's say, see Shrek. For example, if you're going to voice Shrek, you have to be Shrek, right? When you're acting. It's so crazy, no? So hard.
Yeah, and it's also very difficult, especially if you have to express emotions without words, like let's say heavy breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get it. I get it if it's like
panting.
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 It's when you have to put on pants. Panting! anyway.
Heartbeat.
But anyway, yeah, but I think, I don't know, like I do enjoy voice over gigs and stints, but when it comes to voice, like for like character, for a character, I don't think I can do it because remember I auditioned for one years ago. It was a total fail. Well, it was a fail because I auditioned for a girl with a higher pitched voice.
Right.
So it's not really for me. Maybe I could find like a character that's, you know, with a lower register. Yeah. But when it comes to, I think I'm developing that skill. Hopefully I am. When it comes to selling something or encouraging someone to buy this product. Like, ganon. So I'm kind of I'm actually really enjoying it. Whenever they ask us to voice a commercial for the station, I get really excited because, I don't know, whenever I record by myself, if you guys look into the prod room whenever I'm recording, I throw my hands up in the air. I kind of jump a little bit, you know.
Buy it now. 4-day sale. Yeah. 4-day sale. Yeah, I mean, oh, actually, I wanted to run it by you. I think we might have talked about it before. There is a voiceover guy who's really like a big voiceover guy here in the Philippines. See, Robbie Joseph, he's like the Volk Alliance guy. He's like really well known. We even talked about it at PNA, remember, Reeks, with Sir Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
About, yeah, like how there's like, he can do all these voices. I wanted to guest him for Tres Leches, and, you know, I'm sure it'd be like a really insightful conversation about the voiceover world, how you can be like, literally, he makes a living doing voiceovers. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think he does it from his home most of the time, where that's such a cool job, like, no?
It's an actual career.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
It's freaking awesome. Also, it's awesome for the kids nowadays because, I mean, like before when I was growing up, I never really thought that it could actually be a career, right? But now you can actually see that it can give you a life. I mean, and it's a skill that you can hone, you know, if you want to.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the most famous cases, I guess, as of last year, is si Inka Magdaya, di ba?
Yeah.
She's a pro VO talent.
She's on a different level.
Oh, yeah, for real. And her whole family, you know, if you see her TikTok videos, her whole family are, you know, voice talents, which is crazy to me. Like, genetically, they just were blessed. Like, si Ren, they met her brother, si Renzo, who's on Play FM. I mean, especially
because she did grow up with, you know, with, like, to weren't they also like on radio? But
yeah,
still,
I think
like,
her parents are
just wow.
Yeah, galing na. So maybe we can guess. I wanted to guess Inka before, pero magkalaban tayo sa network ng podcast. So see, Robbie, we'll try. Maybe we'll get Robbie on the podcast. I'll reach out to him. I think we're Facebook friends dahil lang sa group, but I've never ever talked to him. I've never met him, but hopefully he'd be down. I think he would. He seems like a really chill, down to earth guy. Whenever he posts on that group. So yeah, that's the Lecheka. Thank you for listening, and sorry we haven't recorded it in a while, but we promise to kind of revive it again and go back to the normal programming. So once again, Rika G, where should they send mga questions and mail and stuff?
Yeah, you guys should follow us on our socials. It's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. By the way, merch is out. You guys
buy
your shirts.
Let's go.
So all the details are on our Instagram. And also, don't forget to join our Facebook group where you guys can post whatever you want. Literally. You can post a random video of JC's scene in a movie.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the link is in the podcast description that you're listening to. And I think all the previous ones, the most recent previous ones as well. And yeah, and we have go ahead.
Yeah. No, if you want to send in like a long format letter, you guys can email us. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com.
And we have a little partnership while supplies last or while time lasts with Mr. Speedy. So if you do want to order merch, you have the opportunity to really, you're only going to be paying for the merch. The shipping will be handled by them and by us. So if you've never used Mr. Speedy, we will tell you more about it. If you just DM us on Instagram, we'll tell you how to make it happen. But yeah, that's the Lecheka for this week.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Extra song, Rika G.
Doot.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.